One must have a mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant litter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land, full of the same wind that is blowing in the same bare place for the listener, who listens in the snow, and nothing himself beholds, nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is. Welcome to the Semolina Pilchard Podcast.
In a solitude of the sea, deep from human vanity and the pride of life that planned her, stilly couches she. Steel chambers, late the pyres of her salamandrine fires, cold currents thrid and turn to rhythmic tidal lyres. Over the mirrors meant to glass the opulent, the sea worm crawls, grotesque, slimed, dumb, indifferent. Jewels in joy designed to ravish the sensuous mind lie lightless, all their sparkles bleared and black and blind. Dim, moon-eyed fishes near gaze at the gilded gear and query, what does this vaingloriousness down here? Well, while was fashioning this creature of cleaving wing, the immanent will that stirs and urges everything prepared a sinister mate for her, so gaily great. A shape of ice for the time far and dissociate. And as the smart ship grew in stature, grace, and hue, in shadowy, silent distance grew the iceberg too. Alien they seemed to be. No mortal eye could see the intimate welding of their later history, or sign that they were bent by paths coincident on being anon twin halves of one august event. Till the spinner of the years said, now, and each one hears, and consummation comes. and jars two hemispheres.
The thing, he said, would come that night at 3, from the old churchyard on the hill below. But crouching by an oak fire's wholesome glow, I tried to tell myself it could not be. Surely, I mused, it was a pleasantry, devised by one who did not truly know. The elder sign, bequeathed from long ago, that sets the fumbling forms of darkness free. He had not meant it, no. But still I lit another lamp as starry Leo climbed out of the sea conch and a steeple chimed 3, and the firelight faded bit by bit. Then at the door that cautious rattling came, and the mad truth devoured me like a flame. Thank you. who howls in the night. I am he who moans in the snow. I am he who hath never seen light. I am he who mounts from below. My car is the car of death. My wings are the wings of dread. My breath is the north wind's breath. My prey are the cold and the dead.
Podcast który trzyma rękę na pulsie. Podcast, który trzyma rękę na pulsie. Podcast, który trzyma rękę na pulsie. Podcast, który trzyma rękę na pulsie.
Towards Bethlehem to be born.
Semolina Pilchard would like to thank all of the artists featured on this episode. Please see the episode notes for details and links. If you would like to contribute your own audio art to the podcast, please email semolinapodcast@gmail.com or message semolinapodcast on Instagram.
Semolina Pilchard uses some material that is either public domain or licensed under Creative Commons. More information can be found in the episode notes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.